Just behind me, there's the building for the Lisnagarvey transmitting station. And you can't help but notice this huge tower that's dominated the skyline around the Lisburn and Hillsborough area for many, many years. This transmitting station was erected in 1936 by the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. And for a long, long time, this was the tallest radio mast in all of Western Europe and the most powerful transmitter in the United Kingdom. It's known as a Blaw Knox mast, and it's cigar-shaped. It used to be almost 500 feet tall, 475 feet tall. They cut the top off it, so it's about 325 feet, I think, so it's lost about a quarter of its height, but it's still quite intimidating. And as I say, it's one of the most powerful, or was one of the most powerful, transmitting towers in the UK, simply to get the news out into the locality and around the country. I think it's something like an 80-mile radius right around this tower. Used to be reached before digital radio and so on and so forth, with local news and national news. So the tower has very simply been erected by the BBC, 1936, to get the news out so that people can hear the news. The word gospel means news and means good news. And the gospel spreads far and wide. The gospel has its origin, the Bible says, in Peter's epistle, in heaven. The Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. The gospel, it says, preached with the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven. The gospel has its origin in heaven. And we have a very vivid picture of that in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Whenever Christ was born in Bethlehem, we read that in the same country there were shepherds, they were watching over their flocks by night. And the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. So the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and spoke to those shepherds and said these words, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." The words there, good tidings, can be rendered gospel. It's the same word in the original Greek. So the angel came from heaven to the shepherds who were filled with fear, and they were outside the city of Jerusalem, of course, and outside the town of Bethlehem. And they were outsiders, just ordinary men, people maybe with no thought of God, no interest in the gospel, ignorant of the fact that a Saviour had come and been born into the world, maybe ignorant of all of the great prophecies that had been given. But an angel came from heaven and declared unto them the gospel. And so the gospel came all the way from heaven. And then whenever the gospel began to develop and spread through the ministry of Christ himself, and then the gospel had its fulfillment in the cross, the shedding of his blood, the resurrection, and the Lord gave his disciples the great commission to go into all the world and to spread the gospel and to preach the gospel to every creature. And we're a long way today from Jerusalem, a long way from Israel, where Christ walked this earth in the flesh. But the gospel has reached us. It's been transmitted to us, if you like. And the gospel is powerful. It's the most powerful message in all the world because it has the power to change lives and change individuals and change homes and change families and change towns and villages and even change nations. There was a time whenever this land of ours had very much of its foundation in the truths of the gospel. And there was certainly a respect for the things of God, a fear of God, a reverencing of God's name, a respect for God's day, an attendance in the Lord's house, all because people had some sort of concept of the gospel. But more and more now we're getting away from the gospel. But like this tower, we maybe think the gospel is outdated and there's other means of getting through life without Christ and without God. You've heard the gospel, I'm sure, some of you for years, maybe from your childhood days, maybe over this last year, you've tuned in to so many of these little broadcasts and devotionals and you've heard the gospel. Can I ask you today, what are you doing with it? Good news. Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. He was buried, he rose again, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. What are you doing with the gospel?